Hey, David, can you believe I finally found this beer?
Yeah, man. Pass that shit. Share the wealth. Come on.
Yeah, man. Here you go.
What? Dude, oh, come on, Butterfingers.
Crap. I mean, it's right next to you. Grab it before it goes.
Fuck. It ran down the storm drain. Well,
thanks for trying for that.
I mean, there's 5 more beers in the 6-pack.
Where are you going? I got your beer down here.
Holy shit. Did that just come from the storm drain?
I'm Boozo, the drunken clown. I love craft beer.
Oh, hey, us too.
But do you like podcasts?
No, we're kind of more into shows.
Oh, I love shows, especially Casually Lit.
Oh, so you're a fan of ours.
Oh, very much. You want to do a show down here? With me?
I don't know.
But we all get drunk down here. I have blood and honey down here with me.
Pass.
But do you like nutmeg? Cinnamon? Ugg boots? And pumpkin?
Yeah, we hate pumpkin.
And we kind of have a show to go do.
But I love pumpkin! But before you go, don't forget your beer.
Oh, cool. Thanks, you caught that. I'll take that.
Take it.
Hey.
Whoa,
are you alright?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, what's up?
How's it going? Jason, how'd you get down there?
Well, Rody described it best today. This is a special show. It's not going to come out on a Wednesday. It's going to come out whenever we fucking feel like releasing it.
Whenever we get around to editing whatever's about to happen.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about putting the YouTube video out first and giving it a week to see what happens.
That works.
Anyways, this is going to be our special pumpkin episode. We've got a couple of guests here. It's going to be lots of fun. And you're like, oh, it's a pumpkin episode. For those of you that didn't listen to the old show, we're doing nothing but pumpkin spice beers. No Oktoberfest. Wait, maybe there's an Oktoberfest. I don't remember.
Maybe a palate cleanser somewhere in there.
A lager. But yeah, we're just doing pumpkin beers, and we brought Justin in.
Yay. I'm excited to be back.
Yes. And I don't know if I'm allowed to, or am I allowed to say your name?
Yeah, you can say.
And Amanda.
Woo! Hi.
Can we say who you're associated with?
New Main Brewing.
And David.
I'm
also New Main Brewing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to.
You can refer to me by my middle name.
Okay.
Murder.
That's a throwback for you, Michael Harper.
I could just picture Michael Harper in his car right now going, oh, they said it!
Anyways, we started with 2 beers already. The first one was a
gross
nitro.
It was nasty.
It was not popular with the podcast.
Oh, damn, I hate pumpkin.
It was really bad. It was, yeah, it's in the puke jar. Yeah. That's what, we need the toilet bowl sound for that.
You
when somebody pours it in there, it just goes flush.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we have a pitcher of shit. That's what's going in there.
And this week's episode brought to you by the pitcher of shit. Put your shit in here.
We did not like it. Yeah, so it's by, how do you say it, Wasatch?
Wasatch.
Wasatch, Utah. And it's pumpkin nitro, and it tastes like pumpkin water. Whoever said that was spot on. Pumpkin water.
Yeah.
That was me.
It was not good.
Not at all.
Didn't get nitro at all. Mm-mm. You got the, it kind of tasted like if you were to put potpourri in water and leave it out in the sun, and then pee in it, and then that's what that was.
Very flat.
Interesting smell, too.
Yeah.
Not good.
The second one, David.
Second one was from our friends down the road in Garland, Lakewood. They're Punkle. I liked it. What'd y'all think?
Much better than the first one.
It's definitely better than the first one. I've had this one before. It's kind of, it's okay. It's just a normal pumpkin beer to me, really.
I'll say it's improved a little bit than last time I remembered it. Like you were saying earlier, Lakewood, I like about 4 or 5 of their beers, and that's about it.
Lakewood focuses on the Belgian styles typically. Their brewer is actually was born in Belgium, learned how to brew in Belgium, and lived out a full American life. So he makes Belgian beer here.
Belgian beer here.
Yes.
But I didn't hate it at all. Did you like it, Rody? The struggle is real.
I give up.
Nope, I guess not. Now, Lakewood is known for the Temptress, and that is the number one beer there.
Oh, yes.
Top five.
Definitely for me, too.
The next one we're going to talk about is this Dogfish Head.
Right, Pumpkin Ale.
I feel like in between these beers, we should be talking about the meaning of Halloween and what it means to you.
Right, we should all go around the table and say the most traumatizing Halloween story growing up.
Halloween is my holiday, pumpkin. For sure.
Well, yes, Justin loves masks. I know this quite well. You got some pretty cool ones.
Definitely. That's why I like the pumpkin beers. It's good Halloween seasonal beer, fall taste.
It tastes like fall. You're like, oh, this tastes like fall. And this one's really good.
I agree. This one so far is my favorite.
Yep.
Yeah, I really like it.
Definitely so far.
It tastes like the actual pumpkin instead of just spice.
You want to tell us what we're drinking?
This is Dogfish Head Pumpkin. Pumpkin. P-U-N-K-I-N. Did you know they actually had to trademark the word pumpkin?
No.
Instead of pumpkin ale? And there's a whole big stink about it years back. But no one else is allowed to use the phrase or term pumpkin when selling a pumpkin ale now.
So we have to change the name of the podcast?
Yes.
It can't be the Pumpkin Show.
We were going to start calling ourselves the Pumpkin Casually Punked. Oh, shit. Just found the name of the episode.
Casually Punked.
Yep.
And then Ashton Kutcher can be the picture. And he's like
it was a prank. You weren't supposed to die.
Oh, that's ridiculous, but it's true. It's completely true. Now, this one's definitely a lot better than the other one.
Agreed.
Where are you digging it?
It's definitely much better. It's got a better body on it.
Yep. And this is also one of the more... So I bought mixed six packs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're drinking 12 ounces, folks, not six packs or bombers.
Yeah.
And this was one of the more expensive ones. There was two in there that were over $3.
It says it's 7%.
And year over year, this is one of the most popular ones. It's not always regarded as the best one, but it's definitely the most popular. They release it, and it's absolutely gone off the shelves like a month later.
This is the best bad idea we have, sir, by far.
Oh, my God. I love our sound bites.
Yep.
Especially since they create themselves now.
Apparently.
Yeah, Rhody just goes through after every single episode, and anything we say, he just grabs it completely out of context. That's even going to suck the head. I was going to come up with an example, but I didn't want an additional soundbite to be cut, so that's the one.
That is a problem. Boners down here.
That is a problem.
That's another one.
Rhody's going to make it where none of us will talk.
1 hour of us just nervously laughing at each other.
Don't laugh. Well, we have like 19 beers in here.
Yeah, and we're kind of going pretty quickly here.
Let's try a good one now.
Yeah, let's get down to it.
We're talking. Is that the music to play when you want a good one?
Oh, that's from Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The motherfucking pumpkin gave it away.
Exactly. That pig pen, he's not, it's his mouth is also dirty.
The pig pen remix?
Yeah. Pretty sure this one's a good
dirty!
One. So the way this got started was, when was it like 3 years ago, Rhody? It was before we knew David and Amanda. And me and Rhody went to World Market in Arlington, Texas.
Oh,
And it's like a... What would you like?
It's a world market.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of random stuff in there, weird like dishes and stuff from all over the world and furniture. And we walked over to their craft beer section, and this was still before craft beer was even super booming. It was busy, but it wasn't like, oh, everybody's drinking craft beer. But anyways, it said 10% off your six pack or 20% off a six pack and
anything pumpkin.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So me and Rhody both made a six pack a piece of nothing but pumpkin beers. And then we proceeded to sit down and tried to get through them, and it wasn't very. It just was weird.
Bunch of sink beers.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah, when you're not A, in the mood for pumpkin flavored anything, and B, used to drinking a pumpkin beer. Ooh, that is just a weird flavor for you. I remember when I was in school, I was not real big into craft beer yet. The biggest thing I was like, all right, fine, give me a Shiner, let's do this. But I found. There was like a six pack of pumpkin beer at Kroger for like $3. And I was like, okay, $3 beer. Yes. And then I drank it and I poured the other five down the drain immediately.
Yeah.
Said, I just lost $3.
Which beer was that?
I can't even remember. They didn't have Untappd back then, and I was
Pepperidge
just...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes, they do. Maybe it's Pepperidge Farms.
See, and this smells more like apple pie to me.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a cider.
Yeah, it reminds me of a cider.
Oh, not a cider. Super sweet.
Like, but it's good.
Apple, like, cinnamon cider.
Yeah, flavor. There's a lot. Yeah.
Hold on, let me cleanse my palate.
I think it's very good, though.
I don't mind it. It doesn't scream pumpkin to me.
It tastes like apples.
Apple pie.
Apple jacks.
Apples to oranges.
All right, so this apple pumpkin beer is...
Why fruit can't be compared,
pumpkin
Jason?
Pumpkin head. Pumpkin head.
Apples to oranges.
Pumpkin head from Shipyard. Where are they out of, Amanda?
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
Now... Sorry. I will say that almost 90% of what we're drinking, everybody can go grab now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
I think they're trying to do like a headless horseman type thing on their can.
Yeah.
It's like he's green, and he's but his horse is green too.
Horseman.
And it has a pumpkin head.
So. I don't know if I like that or not. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of weird. It's like a superhero, but...
Kind of want to taste more pumpkin.
I don't know if I like...
It comes alive once a year.
It's crisp. Weird, yeah. It's crisp. It's... Oh no. It's all right. It's weird. I think it's good.
It's different.
Yeah, it's like, refreshing?
Yeah.
It's not what I remembered last time. Probably should look at the date on that. But most of the pumpkin stuff should be fresh.
Right.
Most of it should be.
Most of the time. Like,
oh, we Jason. Got last year's.
You know, pumpkin beer is like candy corn.
You can call
They've
them.
Made it all since 1969, and they just recycle that shit every year.
What's the date on that?
Yeah, they stopped making candy corn like 50 years ago.
Well, I can.
It's just a number. It doesn't say it's not like a date number. Well,
I happen to read date codes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what that means.
But it says you can call them up 1-800 Brew Ale.
Oh, I wonder if they've got.
And that's going to be a story.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Or shipyard.com.
Last episode, we called 6 Point and got like 3.5 minutes of pure radio gold. This guy told a story about a man masturbating in front of women. They named a beer after it. It's the American classic story, honestly.
Yes. A phone call away. And see, I'm already fatigued. I'm like, no, I want no more of this shit. Yeah. It's like, where's the stout? Where's the vanilla stout? Or where's the super dank IPA?
We tasted on the light ones first so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are a couple different ways you can make a pumpkin beer. You can make it with actual pumpkins, actual, like, the fruit flesh of the pumpkin.
Rind which most all? People don't, because it's terribly difficult.
Correct.
Is that rind and all? Just throw it in there?
I think it's just the meat from the inside.
You just scrape the innards and put the innards in there?
It's all the stringy seed bull crap. Like, you just get that and you just mix it in there. Just get it up in there.
Beer.
You know, I think beer. That stringy seed crap is the reason why people are starting to make jack-o'-lanterns out of pineapples instead now.
Oh, yeah, did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, people are tired of scooping out.
It's so messy.
Yeah.
So now there's pineapple jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, you can make pineapple jack-o'-lantern. And then you put the hat back on it, I mean, with the top back on, right. And it looks like a cool hat or hair or something. It looks scary.
Looks like that
one...
going
to top that.
It's like that one boss from Mario, like...
Oh,
Iggy or whatever.
In the first Mario. You're talking about like Mario, Super Mario 3.
I'm talking about whichever Mario where you go to different castles and it's other little relatives.
Yeah, that's Iggy
every
Pop.
Single
Iggy
Mario.
Pop, yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Yes. That's what he said. So like, I'm talking about specifically the one where you have to jump over weirdly shaped
it's
things
Super
and save a person.
Mario World 3 where he gets the raccoon tail. That's the one you're talking about.
Probably.
He gets the leaf and he turns into a raccoon, which makes no sense.
Eats mushrooms and then trips, like sees like flying turtles and shit.
Yeah.
I like Super Mario 2.
David gets closer and closer to being on Jordan's podcast every day.
I hear there's this thing called video games. Apparently they're popular.
Oh man, which he's confirmed. You need to talk with him.
Yes.
I didn't. Oh, that's an off-air thing. You need to talk with... Did he already reach out to you?
Not yet.
Okay. So you need to reach out to him.
Will do.
Business is being made. Deals are being made. I'm not sure what your contract fees are and all that, and I didn't want to get involved in that.
Well, I'll get my agents on it.
Yeah,
plural
yeah.
agents.
Yeah, our agent's currently talking to 3 other people, too, so...
Excellent.
Doing well, Brody.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Brody's counting the beers. Okay.
So that's one way.
It's time to go
pumpkin.
Heavy.
Yay.
The next way you can make a pumpkin beer is just using pumpkin spice. That's what this beer tastes like to me. It tastes a little thin. It tastes like it was just the spices in there. I didn't really... Usually when you actually use pumpkin in the beer, it boosts the body. It makes it a little bit sweeter and much more full beer. This one, we were all saying, is very crisp, very refreshing. This tastes like spice only to me.
I mean, it reminds me of a cider. That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How clear it is and how crisp it is.
And that's why I always say, shum, shum, slippity dop.
Justin, what is that you're pouring there, buddy? And tell everybody.
This is Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale.
Okay. Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale. So I immediately thought it was going to come out dark, like a stoutish. Nope.
Dang it, Jason.
Just amber. I thought all their stuff was stout.
This is Altex Lexington Brewery, so most of us it's can sold. Find pretty easily just the Kentucky Barrel Ale.
It's sold. They sold out, right? Aren't they like... Not really. They're not craft, are they?
What?
I don't consider them craft, but I don't know necessarily that they've sold.
Whoa.
We should probably Google it.
Yeah, because...
So good.
Their label reminds me of Shiner or something.
What is that?
Except it's Shiner. That is...
Jason, quick, what do you think of this?
I don't like it, Rudy. I don't like it.
Damn, I hate pumpkin.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not that bad, no. It's better than the first one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Miller Lite with pumpkin spice added to it would be better than that.
Yeah. These pair well with an IPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to know.
I don't know. It's like you get pumpkin, but then it goes away and it's gone. Like, the taste is completely gone. Like, nothing lingers. It's boring.
There's, like... The quickest, slightest bit of pumpkin, yeah. The quickest, slightest bit of barrel. It's weird.
I don't get the barrel at all, hardly.
I mean, it's not like a dark, smoky barrel. It's like a brand new barrel or something.
It's just wood.
Never been used.
It's just wood.
I don't think that rum or whiskey have been in that barrel ever. It's just a regular wooden barrel that they put the beer in.
Wood.
That's a thing. Wood. You can do that.
So you don't think these guys sold out, though, David?
I'm looking it up right now. I can't find any evidence that they have, which may just be, the big three lawyers just taking over Wikipedia.
Yeah, they're really good at pretending.
It's fucking... I don't like this at all.
Disappointed!
Brody?
It's a little more boozy tasting.
Yeah.
Brody's making some faces.
It's a little boozy, but it's not very good.
What's the ABV on this bad boy?
I didn't see when I glanced, but
Brody
I wasn't
threw it
looking.
Away. He was
97%.
Like, just
touched
the bottle.
Just wanted to get it out of my face.
That's like rumpkin and stuff. That's like what that tastes like, 97%.
Rumpkin, yeah. Much, much larger
so
body.
Gross. Does it even say?
Rumpkin tried to kill me
once. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and picture the rest of this year.
I agree.
We have a lot of pumpkin beer to get through, guys.
I had rumpkin for the first time at Avery, and I'm like, oh, I was so excited. I'm like, okay, rum barrels aren't going to be as bad as whiskey. Ooh. It's pumpkin. I'm excited. It's high alcohol like I like, and I took a sip of that, and I'm like, I almost threw up.
Ale brewed with natural pumpkin flavors and spices and aged oak bourbon barrels. So it does say it was aged in a bourbon barrel.
Jason, guess what the ABV is on this.
6.5.
I already said it, so.
10.
10.
Oh, that was our first tenner for the night.
I didn't get anything out of that. I didn't get 10 out of that.
No, I don't feel 10. Maybe it 6 or 7.
It wasn't terribly boozy or hot or anything, but it was big bodied.
I wouldn't want to, but I could chug that and not be upset.
Except for the flavor and how it's not good.
Now I will correct that.
Woo!
All right.
I'll dump the rest of this one for that.
I'm excited about this next beer because I've already had it this year and it's fantastic.
You're fired.
It's definitely one of my favorite pumpkins.
Isn't that one of the deals that we made? You can't drink anything unless you're on the show.
What?
I mean, NSA was recording. As you know, I'm on the hot list for NSA. So now, we can just get the audio from them.
Now we've got a dark colored beer.
Yes.
I will let someone else talk about it. Oh, Chris is watering and he wants to try it too.
Yep. Chris, I'm going to hand you the can. You're going to tell us about this beer, okay?
We all get boners down here.
Very enlightening, Chris.
Looks like this is Rar and Sons Brewing Pumpkin. Brown ale brewed with spices.
It's fucking delicious.
It's like 7.8% alcohol.
That's delicious.
From the Den of Sin series.
Did you say 28% alcohol?
Sin.
Yes, 28. Yes. 7.8.
Yes. They put Everclear in it.
Looks good.
And that's the way the news goes.
This is what pumpkin beer should taste like.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Found it.
Holy shit, that's nice.
Yep.
Right?
I'm not a fan of pumpkin beers, but
sugar and that spice.
Is
good.
That is tasty. Do we have any more of these?
No, unfortunately.
It's probably for the better. We're still in the wee hours of the show here.
Wee hours?
Yeah, we've already had five pumpkin beers.
Well, we got to speed it up because it can't go over an hour. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, 100 beers in an hour.
100 beers in an hour?
That tastes like pumpkin pie.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the qualities I look for in my pumpkin beers.
I think this is better than last year's version of it.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't remember last year this making as big an impression. Yeah.
It was terrible.
They did a different Denison, right? Because the Denison's never the same.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I do remember they did an Imperial
the pumpkin Visionary. Ale.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Visionary is really cool. The Visionary is also a rotating style series.
But the Visionary was one of the best pumpkin beers I've ever had.
Exactly. That's what I remember from RAR.
Oh.
It was fantastic. And this, I would be surprised if this was not very closely related recipe-wise.
That's honestly what I'm leaning towards. Justin, what do you think of this one?
I don't think anything beats the very first time that you gave me that one at your house. And I just fell in love with it. But it's been pretty good throughout the years. It is one of my favorite pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is one of my favorites. It's pretty good.
It's definitely the best one we've had tonight.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. And we'll probably be better than some of the other ones we have. But we've got some heavy hitters coming up.
We've got some good ones.
No, we have Traveler Shandy coming up. Jesus.
I thought we agreed to shoot that with a shotgun.
I'm really excited. It's limited release. Pumpkin Shandy.
Yeah, it's limited.
To everybody that
so is their skill it. In making beverages.
Some good stuff.
Shade. No, I love this beer.
So who's going trick-or-treating this year?
Me.
I am. I like
my I have a four-year-old, so.
Oh, yeah, you get to. It's not awkward when you do it.
What are you dressing up as?
We Halloween is our thing, so we do like multiple events. We dress up as all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Like
nice.
We're gonna be like crazy clowns and all kinds of stuff. Like she's gonna be all kinds. My daughter's gonna be a clown. She's gonna be a Doc McStuffin. She's gonna be a princess.
That's so awesome.
So, right. Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit of everything.
Got costume changes and everything.
Oh yeah, we got costume changes for sure.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, big time.
You do the block once and you change. You do it again, David. Double candy.
That's true.
I think it's cool when little kids actually dress up scary because little kids are already kind of creepy.
Yeah.
In the first place,
we've got some pretty scary clown outfits, and we're gonna have her be our little clown kid, and mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty awesome.
Nice.
Okay. Awesome.
I always take my cousins trick-or-treating just because it's fun, especially watching kids get all excited and get their candy.
I gotta check candy though, you know, make sure you know everything's safe. Yeah, you pick all the good stuff that you want, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we used to just bring a pillowcase because all those plastic bags or this whatever they break and the mm-hmm. stupid plastic jack-o'-lanterns, like, they fill up too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Those even break. The little handles.
Yeah, like, the handles break
just
off.
Just pop right off. Then you're, like, carrying them. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Oh, only the gumdrops are poison-free this year.
Yeah.
My favorite is the... Whoa!
Oh, what happened?
Rody. Nothing happened.
Okay, nothing.
Yeah, nothing really
put those
happened.
Back on that other table, I guess.
So your favorite...
You're my favorite is the houses where the parents are more excited about scaring the kids coming up than they are about handing out candy.
They'll usually give out, like, licorice or something that. Yeah. But you'll get to, you know, not scared out of you.
I do have to say that our house is a haunted house year-round.
Oh, okay.
Like, no joke. Like, I either hide and scare her or my daughter year-round, or they're hiding and scaring me.
I thought, awesome. I thought, like, legit you had a ghost. Like,
yeah, it was a scary story.
Yeah, every now and then, this bloody woman comes through our wall and wails.
We just kind of look away and ignore her and say, "Oh, it's nothing."
Like, come on, Magdalene. Jeez, we're trying to watch House MD.
What was it? Paranormal Survivor series on Netflix or Hulu? That's actually good. Talks about like real life encounters with stuff, and it's like watching like really long Paranormal Activity episode. So the people are like actually like visibly shaken when they're telling you the story.
It's like unsolved mysteries, but paranormal exclusive. Like they do interviews and tell the whole story. They have dramatic reenactments with people who are not even close to looking like the original people.
But the reenactments aren't bad. Like, right. They're still scary, I guess. But
does it seem more believable than the actual paranormal movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people are actual real people, so it's more real that way. But they're just telling you the story, and these people are interpreting it. Mm-hmm. So some of the CGI and stuff is kind of goofy, but...
There was one episode where they bring on a paranormal expert, like, to say, like, yeah, okay, yeah, so what she was experiencing was this, and it's most common associated with this. And then the next episode was his own paranormal experience from his childhood that inspired him to become a paranormal investigator.
Well, and one of the producers is an expert in paranormal activity or some shit like that.
Right.
This one's really sweet, this beer we're drinking.
This is Travelers.
The Travelers.
Travelers, which I do believe is not a craft company. Maybe
they are not.
Didn't think so.
And I make malt beverages.
And I'll be honest, completely honest with everybody. When I was trying to pick out pumpkin beers, I got to Slim Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
So
this one tastes a tad overspiced. This one actually really? Does kind of taste
that
like.
Sounds weird.
That was not Rody urinating.
No. Rody's just now peeing in the throwaway jar there.
That was Rody completely getting rid of this already, and he's going immediately to OnTap to write a terrible review.
It's sweet.
It is.
It's very sweet. I mean, I don't think it's too bad, but it's sweet.
So is this an actual shandy? Because I get a little bit of lemon at the end.
I would hope so.
Yeesh.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Tom Cruise.
Like a spiced wine, yeah.
It makes sense that it's called Traveler, though, if it's a shandy.
God, that was yeah, that's like their whole, like their brand is built around, let's make a beer and put something in it.
Let's make a beer and then ruin it.
Yes.
Let's do better than Leinenkugel.
Everyone's pouring theirs into the freaking jar.
Well...
That's going to be nasty.
There's one thing that I don't like craft beer, period, when the word sweet is involved. 98% of the time, I don't like it. Mm. And that tastes like sugar, pumpkin, water.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Very sweet.
Woo. I'll get a sweet beer, and I'm like, I can do some chocolate stuff, obviously, but if it's like just sweet, I'm just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like sugar. Like, I really don't eat much chocolate, don't do any of that stuff, but...
I just sit there with the bowl of sugar and just spoon after spoon, lock eyes with whoever will look at me.
Sorry, I have the hiccups now.
All right, well.
Next.
We're going to move on to something heavier, so don't feel bad.
The crippling debt in America. That's pretty heavy.
Let's talk debt. Halloween
puts
me in debt. Yeah, that is really spooky, isn't it, being in debt?
Mm-hmm. Can't. How many of you guys like to go to haunted houses, like attractions?
Haven't been in a long time. I love them, but I haven't been in a long time.
It's been a couple of years for me as well, but they're always fun.
The biggest one in Fort Worth, what's it called?
Oh, the scary ass
Cutting
one?
Edge.
The one over by Wild Acre.
Yes. Which one were you?
I haven't been to that one.
Cutting Edge, yeah, but...
I just know that one because there's that like evil demon that's rocking out,
like,
that you can
all
see
year
from
long.
I-30.
What's up there?
Oh, yeah, he's like a big... is he inflatable or is he actually like solid?
No, I think he's like a statue.
Yeah, he's a natural formed figure.
He's up there, like he's crawling over the corner, and he's throwing up the
yeah,
Aussie
he's like,
horns.
Rock on, I'm a monster on top of this building.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's
all
saying.
These windows
he's yelling
out.
That out, we just can't hear him.
He used to have a bubble up above. Like, ah, yeah,
that would be way less scary.
That's true.
I think the last time I went to a haunted house, it was my 18th birthday. And then we went to a cemetery, and then this guy jumped out and scared us away. Like some guy that works at the cemetery.
Sure, that wasn't a zombie?
No, we found out later he was probably just a bum that was sleeping in the cemetery.
Get out of my house!
But it was seriously like a movie. Like, my friend pulled the car up, and I jumped in, and our other friend was still running to the car, and I'm like, hurry up, he's coming! It was really...
And he was like, give me more meth!
And that guy was like, don't come out here anymore. We're like, okay, bye. Don't talk to us.
So, Ballast Point is another company that's not all the way craft anymore.
Correct, they're not craft anymore.
They're owned by 50% or whatever?
Right.
The same people that own Heineken, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's...
It's one of those groups.
Not terrible...
It's like, less sweet than the other one.
It's not like, oh, fuck you guys.
It's less everything than the other ones.
But this is a Scottish ale, which I really like Scottish ales.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I was about to say, it makes sense with the taste.
Yeah.
I love Scottish beers, especially the people that were trying, I can't remember. Wee Heavy was one of the ones that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like Cannonball when Michael Harbour made it.
Yes. Not that when, first edition of Cannonball.
Not when Panther Island made it.
Or Scottish Defenders.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. Made by Michael Harbour for Oakland. Oak Highlands Brewing.
Oklahoma
Highlands.
Brewing.
Oakland Raiders Brewing.
Well, I'm already coming out on the good end on this. I like this a lot.
Yeah, this one's better.
I kind of like it. I don't want to, but I kind
of
do.
You know, this is kind of a ho-hum for me. For me, a pumpkin beer needs to be, it's not like, I'm going to drink this all day on, you know, Halloween day or something like that. It just needs to be a good cup of something. And this one, this doesn't have it going on for me.
You could drink this one all day, which is the opposite of what you would like. Out of a pumpkin beer. That's true. But
no, I'm totally agree with this. You like it though?
It's not bad. It's good.
Yeah.
I feel like 5 degrees warmer would change it a lot too. It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Pretty cold. I cracked something the other day. I was like, you have to let this warm up because it was too cold.
Miller Lite.
That was it.
Sorry.
You know what I love about this bar? You guys have 32 ounce Miller Lite in a frozen mug. So good. Yeah, we're making fun of what we used to be, so.
That soundbite right there is what a facepalm sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, what's so weird, even with Miller Lite, when you let it warm up, the profile changes so much. Mm-hmm. Like cold beer, you can't taste it.
You have to drink that cold because it tastes awful when it's warm.
Coors is probably a little better. Ooh,
Coors I could drink.
We should do a bracket. Oh, no. We should do a bracket with all the beers that we don't like and have to make ourselves taste them and rank them.
Wins. Automatically.
Y'all should do just like a domestic. Yep, y'all do a domestic exactly. one? Like nope, where it's just we, all
that's
just
what we need to
normal
do.
Old Ooh. Domestic beers.
Ooh.
All right, we got a Miller Lite. All right, we got a Coors Light.
We should get like Bud Ice and like Miller Select 55 and like Michelob that's Zero what Calorie.
Rody looks like he wants to fight
High
me.
High life for sure.
Rody was trying to fight me.
My heart.
Rody was trying to fight me earlier.
You would need a bigger pitcher. I mean,
yeah, you need a much bigger pitcher.
You just open them all instead of pouring them into
all
your glasses.
Would be
just
spit takes.
That'll be the beer pong episode.
Yeah. That'd be so fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Keystone. That would
be the one.
Keystone.
Lick my balls.
Yeah, Rory doesn't like the idea at all.
I mean, all we have to do is get 8 of them. Do a 8 bracket. You know, 4 and 4. Yep. Ooh.
Let's do a single bracket of none beers. Zero beers.
Oh, can you imagine though, like really having to pick between Bud Light and Miller Light? Like which one you would drink?
Miller
Light. Yeah. Like you legitimately
Bud is the worst.
That's kind of like picking between drowning and stabbing yourself in the eye with a razor blade.
Like Natty Light.
I love it because I used to drink. Well, I still when I go to on the border, I'm like whatever. I give him Miller Light. Whatever.
It's like
Dos Equis. That one's actually better.
It's a high stakes game of Would You Rather is what that is.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it had Heineken in Holland, though.
It's probably a little different
and
there.
It was pretty good. Yeah. And they're proud of it over there. They're like, oh, yes, this is our beer here. They love it. And they're like, proud because it's good.
Like the Guinness people that get trained how to pour beer over there. I'll pour you the perfect pint.
Yeah, they have to pour you the clover.
It's a terrible.
I was going to say, the perfect way to do it, it like makes a clover on there, or exactly. A G or something or whatever for Guinness. I mean, for real. Like,
probably if you're being a jerk, they probably like do a dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I'd buy this again.
It's like the latte places that make the little thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to make you a special on your Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Special phone.
Comes with clovers.
Heart, stars, and horseshoes.
Does this look like another RAR beer?
This is exciting.
No,
excited about this one.
I don't think anybody here's had this.
I want to try this one bad. Well, this is one of the ones I want to try yesterday.
They had this at Texas Craft Brew Festival.
Did y'all try
they
it?
Did have it. We didn't get this one, but we got the full-grown ombre. With the Mexican
that
spices.
One is so good too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was probably of the fog of the several hundred beers we had at that festival.
Dude,
that one stands out.
That one is very good. I've had that one, but I saw this one at the Ale House in our town, and I wanted to go yesterday, but we didn't get to try it. So I'm gonna talk about this.
I am worried about this.
Full-grown man, right?
You're worried about this one?
Yes, I am.
The base style or the base beer here is Full-Grown Man from Tupps and McKinney. This is Full-Grown Jack. They're pumpkin stout.
It's very good. I like it a lot. But I also like Full-Grown Man a lot.
Yeah. This one's going to be good, I can tell.
Very low carbonation.
Yeah. Like almost, is it barrel aged?
It is.
Okay, that makes sense then.
I think the base style is barrel aged and then they add the pumpkin in some way.
May have to
very spicy.
Sit on this for a year.
Wow, 21% or 12%.
21%.
Dang, we're dead.
World record.
It's 12%, but still.
If this is 21%, I'm going outside to shotgun it. Holy crap, that's
branch
black.
Of Avery.
That is black.
That's what she
you
said.
You said this is a branch of Avery?
No,
I said 21% would be a branch of Avery.
Yes, exactly.
That smells like pumpkin spice.
This one's a little too hot. This needs some time.
It's a little boozy.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
Holy hell.
I like it.
It's very much.
It's thick.
Smoothie. It's a lot it's to thick. Handle.
Got a shot out of my flask. I'm ready to go to see
Brody's
the concert.
Scribbling away over here.
It's like you would have to sip on that like a whiskey or something.
I could see that.
But there's no... This isn't boozy. It's just
it's
a,
not as
just a big-ass stout, right?
With pumpkin. I disagree.
I feel like this...
What's the ABV?
I would age one of these.
Yeah. I'm trying to see.
We said it was 12.
It's 12, yeah.
It wasn't aged in any barrels, right? It's just a stout with a pumpkin spice.
It's the Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
I feel like it's barrel-aged, isn't
it?
It doesn't say that it is. I actually like it, though.
Dang. It's not barrel-aged?
But I like those...
That's a little hot for me.
I think we're going to let that sit.
It is hot.
I don't want to use Chris's glass.
Like, my mom is going to love me.
I feel like we should let it sit and let it warm for a bit.
Right, so it's cold temperature, but hot. When I say hot, I'm saying you get a little bit of fusel alcohol, so you get things that kind of taste burny. Sometimes
also the spice.
Not Bernie Sanders, I saw you smirk.
No, I was going to say like Ralph.
Oh, Ralph?
Yeah, it's tastes like Bernie.
Tastes like Bernie. Go banana.
When I think of boozy beers, though, I go straight to like Rumpkin because like
right.
I can't even handle that because it's so boozy. So to me, this is not that boozy.
No.
This is definitely a sipping beer though.
Rumpkin, it really is.
Rumpkin's a whole nother planet.
Yeah, it's
any of those high ABV Avery.
It's like a 16, 19 or something like
your
that.
Your eyes just get real big. You're
it's
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is whiskey with a tad bit of craft beer in it. Did I?
It's like the spice, though. Like, is it more overwhelming to me than the booze part?
It is or isn't?
It is. Like,
I agree.
Feel
it's
like
very spice. It's
the
like
the spice is the burn that you're getting.
Like
I think.
They poured half of a thing of cinnamon in there or something.
It
like,
is. It's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
it's
know.
Definitely more intense flavor than we've had in any of the other beers.
Mm-hmm.
It smells better than other beers, but it's probably because there's like a lot of spice.
And everything nice.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that a Christmas song or
Powerpuff Girls?
Powerpuff Girls. What's your favorite Halloween movie to watch?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's specifically Halloween, but my favorite scary movie that I've seen recently was Jaws.
Okay.
Dude.
I haven't seen that all the way through in one sitting before, and we did that like a month ago.
It's
just a really good scary movie, man.
Yes, it is.
Classic.
There's a big ass shark.
I would say Idle Hands.
Idle Hands. Holy crap!
Devin Sawa, that guy had a promising career that ended shortly.
What's my answer? What do you think I would say?
Let's ask him.
Man, it's hard to pick one for you.
Don't screw this up for me, David.
You may or may not.
Because I watch horror movies like year round.
Yeah, like as soon as September turns around, like we stop watching Grey's Anatomy and start watching everything in the horror list on Netflix and Hulu. And we've seen some that were rated really low that we really like. There's one called
Creep.
Creep. I just got goosebumps again. That is a creepy ass movie.
Freaking creepy. It's creepy.
It sticks with me.
What the hell is my doing here?
Creep is probably the creepiest one.
That's just in.
Creep is
the movie
creep.
It's creepy.
But it sticks with you. Like, you watch it and like, oh, okay, yeah, woof, yeah. That's a creepy movie. A week later, you'll be thinking about it.
Yeah,
and
you're like, oh my god, the guy is so creepy.
What is it about?
Yeah.
It's about...
Let's get that synopsis.
It's about
a creep.
It's about a sloth.
But, like, you can put yourself in the main character's shoes. Like, he makes all these decisions, and you're like, I could see myself doing that. And you're, and then at the end, it goes pretty bad. And so, it's like, I can see myself making all of these decisions. And then, oh, Hush.
Hush was the one I was going to bring up. Hush is a really good one. It's it's this deaf writer. Is out in the woods.
She lives in this house out in the woods, and she's deaf
by herself.
And this guy's trying to get in her house and kill her.
I think that's but the whole time, like, he can see, like, they can see each other. Yeah, and he is like, when I get in there, I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you read lips? And she's like, yes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to kill you. I want you to know that. I'm looking you in the eye. I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
And she's got to keep him out of the house.
And she can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know where he is if she can't see him.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It's a good movie, though. And then that movie, Let the Right One In. Familiar. That's a good movie.
That's another one. That's a vampire movie.
Yeah, it's in a different language. I think it's like in German or Russian. But
I also like the original VHS.
That's a weird ass movie.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of little 10-minute vignettes of scary things.
The first one, I like you.
Yes! Oh my god!
Oh my god, the lady's eyeballs. So creepy.
Those are pretty creepy, yeah.
I mean, obviously the best scary movie we've seen so like lately is It.
The new It is good. Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
We saw it twice in a row. Thursday when it came out and the Saturday
Scream.
Nice.
I mean, honestly, you know, Scream, that's a great
classic. Love Scream.
Not really, but no, It was amazing.
It's a classic.
You mean the podcast is happening inside the house?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I made David watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The original?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, that's so
more
weird.
Unsettling
so
than scary.
So weird, yeah, it's like...
It's like, whoa.
Practical effects but make then me want to
like,
throw up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy was a genius, though. Just the whole movie is uncomfortable. And that was, like, the whole goal.
So they're making, like, a TV... Is it a TV... I think it's a TV show based on that now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There's the new Leatherface that came out.
Is it a show or
a movie?
It's a movie. Okay, so I'm backwards.
The Leatherface that just came out is a movie. Okay. It's like a movie, but I don't know if they're making a show. Like,
I thought that was a show. I don't know what it's on. I think it's coming to theaters, right?
Leatherface?
It might be coming to theaters or whatever. We watched it on our Fire Stick for a stream, but it's called Leatherface, and it's practically the story of how the Chainsaw Massacre guy came apart, like how he became the Chainsaw Massacre. So, and it starts when he's a kid, and
so it
his
shows
family
how
and stuff's messed up.
His family,
and that's what it is. His family's messed up, and they make him that way. Pretty
and
much,
and they try and like kind of say that in the movie or show that, but. I guess you need more detail.
It was okay. We watched it recently. It was okay.
I was too busy staring at Jessica Biel in her white t-shirt running around in the rain.
That's the new one.
All right, people, go out and see Butterface.
That movie was so terrible. That's all it was. That's what that movie was. They remade that movie. It's like, hey, Jessica Biel, white t-shirt, rain, go.
Yeah, it wasn't quite
run.
As creepy.
It was so dumb. Like, every time, you know, it was like, oh, come on. I know what you guys are doing. The beginning, the opening shot to that where that dude shoots himself in the head.
Yeah.
In the big hole, and the camera goes through the hole. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. We did watch the new Cult of Chucky.
Ooh. Ah, what a...
It's on Netflix.
It's on the queue.
Is it
good?
Silly?
It's a Chucky movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty, you know, stupid, I guess.
They just dropped the cannon from those. They don't even care anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
scary when I was little.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the name of Chucky. They know people are going to rent it, see it, buy it because it's the Chucky franchise, no matter how... Like you said, it's... If they've just kind of dropped the chain and got stupid with it, but...
Man, that kid from Rugrats really had it rough.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't know, you guys. Doesn't sound like such a good idea.
You know, I want to see that movie he's talking about. It's on Netflix. You guys can watch that right now. We watched that new Stephen King movie that's on Netflix last night, Edgar's Game.
Ooh.
Crazy.
That's not what it's called.
It's somebody's game.
So, you almost, I thought you're trying to say Ender's Game.
It's
and
Oscar's
something.
The Grouch.
It's Nathan's Game. Nathan's Game?
No, it's not.
Oh, crap.
Nathan's Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
This beer that we're tasting, it tastes kind of like perfume. Like I'm
getting
perfume, not a potpourri.
I poured it out. It's not, I don't like it.
Which beer was this?
Ichabod.
Know. Ichabod Crane's beer.
Ichabod from.
New Holland.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I actually really like New Holland beers, but not this one.
Yeah, pass.
Mm.
Not a fan. It's a little astringent at the end, too.
Yeah, that's what's getting me, because I get like a little bit of floral perfumey type thing on the nose and the flavor. Not enough actual pumpkin spice. Very low body, and then at the end.
So it's not going well for this one either. I didn't even try it.
No.
It's a pitcher beer.
It's okay. It's not my favorite.
It's Gerald's Game.
It could be ending up in the pitcher.
Yet another Horseman-esque.
The movie is Gerald's Game. Edgar and Gerald, not too far.
Isn't that like the third?
But.
Yeah.
And of course, It Follows.
It follows. That was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. The sexual disease that follows you.
Yeah, and yeah. The STD that kills you.
It's really just virginity following you around.
Yeah. And then we watched the one with the...
You lost me. I'm trying to catch up.
The blind guy that they go in his house to rob him. That movie was pretty
intense.
Don't say a word.
Yeah.
And The Good Neighbor.
The hair was...
That was a good movie. The
hair was standing on my back that episode.
The Good Neighbor is the one where they have those kids that have all this surveillance equipment.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, is that the one about the State Farm's insurance salesman?
Yes.
He's always there, right? Yeah. Like a good neighbor?
Like, you're in this really high, intense situation. You hear, are you in good hands?
These kids are watching their neighbor because they think he murdered his wife or something, and they keep finding all this evidence, but they don't have the real evidence.
Wait, what is this?
Till they have to set up all these cameras in his house and try and catch him.
Yep.
And then they sneak into his house and then all hell goes wrong.
Yikes. So they're trying to make him think his dead wife is coming back from the dead.
Yeah.
But really, they're just moving shit around in his house.
So they bought all this stuff that like makes his door fly open and stuff like that to freak him out.
What's the one? So we're on the same wavelength here. Man. So the same thing happens where they break into the house and there's all these booby traps. I can't remember what that movie was called, but it was awesome.
The Goonies.
No, it was made by the same people that made Saw.
I liked the first.
It was freaking awesome.
Saw,
yeah, this movie was amazing. Oh, Chris is on it. Hatchet. I know it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they
about.
Made two of them. The second one was horrible, but the first one was one of the best movies I'd ever
he
seen.
He wore a black leather like S&M suit.
Yeah. Oh, Aladdin.
No. That's Will Smith as the genie.
I like this.
That's all you need to know about that new Aladdin.
Wait a minute. Nuh-uh.
The Collector.
There it is, The Collector. Yeah. That movie was flipping awesome.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about. You know what the worst movie ever? Okay, one of the worst movies ever. The Midnight Meat Train. Don't watch that.
Wait, is this a horror movie?
It's got that guy in it.
I saw that yesterday on Pornhub.
No, it sounds like a porno title, yes. But it's got that guy in it who plays the X-Men guy that can run through the walls and stuff.
Colossus.
Yes, Colossus. He's the main guy.
Juggernaut.
I'm a juggernaut, bitch.
Juggernaut. He's the main dude, and so I watched it, and it's the most messed up piece of crap I've ever watched.
He's a transporter.
That's not Jason Statham. That's it's another British man.
I thought it was Jason Statham that was that.
No. He was in Gone 60 Seconds
and Snatch.
Statham was in that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
well, he was, but he wasn't the same guy. He was in Eurotrip. He was the guy that
Jason Statham's in Eurotrip.
Oh yes,
Jason Statham.
You're right. The guy, the soccer player guy.
Yes. Manchester United.
Yes. You're right.
My baby takes a morning train.
Yes.
Hey, we need a soccer hooligan for this movie. Who do we cast? That guy.
That guy.
A guy that's not Jason Statham.
It's kind of like him, but not him.
He kills people on the subway and hangs them upside down naked like meat. And then for some reason no one ever catches the guy.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It's got Keanu Reeves in it.
What's the one movie? The Beaver movie. Zombie Beavers.
Zombievers.
That was terrible.
Zombievers.
Propane Maniacs.
I like that
movie, Maniacs.
I watched that movie. It was pretty... Me and Rhodey watched it on a whim.
It was bad.
It was funny, though. It was entertaining.
Yeah, like, you know you're not about to sit in, like, a mentally
like
taxing
a
movie with
like
zombie.
Yeah, award-winning movie.
Yeah, when I finish, I go, not an Oscar movie.
Yeah. Don't they have another horror movie about a tire that kills people just rolls down there?
Yes!
Oh, what's that called?
Rubber.
Flaming Tire
Rubber.
Of Death.
It's, and it says, in the tagline is
it's
so
like,
funny.
Yeah, it says exactly that. The tire that just rolls and kills people. I don't know, it says something like that. I don't know.
Tagline is like, seriously, you put that on a poster?
Add it to queue right now.
Yes.
Watching that when I get home. The killer tire.
Well,
it's
for real.
You.
Yeah, that's what it does. It just like bounces and rolls down the road and it kills you.
I got it. Don't rub me the wrong way.
Got it.
I don't think that's it.
I give up!
Okay.
It's not far off, I think.
It's
something like
that. It's called Rubber. And
which in England is an eraser.
Came out in 2010, and it's a French independent film.
Ah, of course.
Also, it's a dark comedy.
It's the French.
And the tire has psychic powers.
Oh my gosh. Of course
and
it does.
Yeah.
Was it like possessed like Chucky was? Like, did someone like give it?
The budget was $500,000.
Oh. It's more than I've made in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
3 years,
did not come
years,
close to making
5 years,
that.
6 years. It's the most more than I've made in the last 10 years. Yeah.
I have to find the little tagline.
What's that one movie with
I know exactly what you're talking about, though, with the tagline, because, I mean, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Is that a couple in the house in the woods, and there's a guy in a burlap mask and two girls?
The Stranger? No, not the Stranger. Was it The Stranger?
Yeah, I think it was The Stranger.
Screw that movie. That movie is pretty
I heard that was good.
Where they're just, hanging out in the house, and all of a sudden you see this person in the back, where, the screen door right here, you just see him standing there in a burlap mask. You're just like, what the?
That movie is intense.
I found the tagline. Rubber. Careful where you tread.
Yes, that's what it is. Careful where you tread.
Damn it. Damn it.
That's awesome.
Rudy, don't get mad. You could have wrote for them.
I'm going to kill myself, it's your fault.
Positive reviews, it says.
Here's another tagline from a different poster. It says, are you tired of the expected?
Oh. Tired. I'm tired of that movie already.
Why did the bicycle fall down? It was too tired.
It only showed in some foreign film festival, and that's it, but... For some reason, it was on Netflix.
So, where's the cabin at? Firestone Park?
Yeah.
So, you know that Jeepers Creepers 3 came out in theaters for 3 days so far.
What?
It came out this weekend?
Yeah, it's not in actual theaters. You have to go buy special tickets to go see it.
Because it's that bad.
I don't know. I'm like, is
I didn't
it that
like
bad?
Jeepers Creepers 1.
I was never a fan, but everybody loved Jeepers Creepers.
I loved the movie until it showed the creature, and then I was like, this is dumb. Yeah. When it was just the car honking, I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
I really liked.
And then you
talking about Joyride?
Speaking of Joyride, that's a good movie. Actually, it's scary.
Hey, Paul Candy Walker, credit for you, buddy.
Yeah, David's never seen it. We gotta look it up and watch it.
I have seen Joy.
There was a reference to Joyride in some movie that I was watching. It was just somebody said Candy Cane. That was it. And I was like, Candy Cane. Someone else that was with me didn't get it.
It was pretty exciting. I mean, it was PG-13, but
it was Paul Walker and what's his Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn. He's hilarious.
Weird ass name.
Oh yeah, he was funny in that movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's pretty funny in most of the stuff.
He was the comic relief for the funny or the scary movie.
Until he died.
Steve Zahn did not die.
Twice.
I can't remember.
Oh, his characters, yes.
Yes.
That's not the movie where the guy got ripped in half. Hitchhiker.
Oh, that's Hitchhiker.
That's Midnight Meat Train.
That's terrible. That scarred me. Still, I can remember that.
It wasn't necessarily ripped in half.
It's like, wait, what? One of the main characters just got ripped in half. He was like, oh.
Huh. I think Chris
that happens
snored.
In Leprechaun, but
oh, we did that. We should re-release that for Halloween. We should do that.
Yes,
I'm not against that, Chris.
That's a good idea,
Brody. If y'all aren't against that,
rewatching the first Leprechaun.
No.
Rewatching the first.
Hell,
Leprechaun?
The fuck no.
Leprechaun you don't want to see where Jennifer
in the hood.
Aniston got her
no
start.
Good.
I will re-release the episode where we talked about that movie.
Was it Leprechaun in the Hood?
It was both. We had to watch... Okay, so we had a great idea with that podcast. We just decided to fit 9 movies into every episode of the podcast that we were doing.
Yeah.
It was like... So instead of like, hey, we're going to talk about Rambo 1, it was like, we're going to talk about Rambo 1 through 4. Everybody go watch it. So we were like crammed all this shit into these podcasts. Like we had notes and it was terrible. They were long. The podcasts were 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, and most of it was angry ranting too. Yeah.
Talking about how dumb Rambo was. So we watched Leprechaun in the Hood, and what was the other one? There was 3. We had to watch 3 of these
Leprechaun 2 and Leprechaun in the Hood.
And we sat there and discussed them. Oh, so terrible. And then we played the Leprechaun rap.
Yes, that's legitimately, that's pun gold there.
And I feel terrible because Warwick Davis, man, is one of my heroes. I love that little dude as much as I love the other guy. I don't want to make fun of him right now. I was going... Let's call him a bad name.
All right, the beer that we're drinking now.
It's Flying Dog.
Flying Dog.
The Fear.
Is this the one everybody dumped out already?
No.
No, this one's not bad. It. This tastes like banana bread with some pumpkin in it.
Some
pumpkin is what I said.
Some Imperial what? Pumpkin ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. So it has pumpkin in it.
Okay.
Why is there only one time of year when... We embrace the fear. At all other times, the fear dominates us, controls us, and prevents us from greatness. Whatever the fear is that consumes you, learn to embrace it. Only then will the true artist in you rise up. 9% alcohol.
Oh, that's a true artist.
It's not a bad beer. One thing I like about Flying Dog is they use my favorite artist their artwork. Which is Ralph Steadman, so that's pretty cool. Yes. Very dark art, but it's cool. It's not a bad beer. It is good.
Awesome.
Ready to get a little basic?
Yeah, that was a guy off of Major League 2, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Ralph Steadman?
No.
He has that shake that makes the ladies go crazy.
It was Parkman, dude. That's Parkman.
Oh, sorry.
Parkman. He does the shake to make the Indians go crazy, and then when he gets traded, he does the shake that make the women throw up.
This one's good. I like this. I've heard this one. This one.
While Randy Quaid, while Randy Quaid's flipping his hat inside out, I fucking hate you. One thing, you make my dick sting.
I can't wait to fly into an alien spaceship later this year.
I'm back.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, the Quaids.
I absolutely love Major League 1 and 2, and I'll argue with anybody about it for a couple hours.
Major League, that was a very... both of those movies are...
The second one's bad, but I'll still argue and say, oh, there's like a sip left for me. Y'all drank it all, jerks.
Oh, you wanted more?
No, I'm just waiting. I'll tell you. That's all right. I'm going to make sure the good ones that are over here, I pour them for myself first.
Yeah.
This is good.
What's this?
So this is another local pumpkin ale of sorts. This is from Martin House. This is their pumpkin spice latte beer.
With Cuvée coffee. Huh.
90% better than I remember it last year.
Yeah, it's really better good. Than last time.
It's like, holy crap.
Because last time I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. Agreed. So yeah, they use Cuvée coffee, which is from, it's Austin. Yeah. Well, it's
that's local to us.
It's Texas.
We're national. I mean, we got fans in, like Sam in Idaho.
Yeah, we do.
We're national. So
we're
for
nationwide.
Us,
yeah, I like this one a lot. I like Martin House a lot. I like pumpkin beers. I like coffee beers. So it's a good mix, honestly. It's pretty good. Very smooth.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Got basic up in here.
Did Rody not? Rody got a little bit. Yeah, no, this is
pumpkin coffee.
Yeah.
Really good. I'm feeling pretty basic.
Yeah, this is better. Last year, I remember being a little bit disappointed several times at this because I was like, oh, I probably was drunk when I tasted
Maybe
it the first time.
Maybe it's better
and didn't
in
like
the
it.
Can.
Yeah, we bought a 4-pack. I bought the 4-pack. I remember doing
it. That's what
it was, yep. And we were like, hey, let's drink this. But it was also when we didn't have a podcast, so no way we did. That's really good.
Yep.
We'll see what Rody says. Dun dun dun. Silence for the Rody.
Good coffee taste, good spice.
Oh, face.
That's actually, I like it. I'd buy it again.
It's not bad.
It's all right.
Uh-oh, Rody doesn't like
it.
Not
a fan.
But Rody doesn't like coffee beers that much.
Yeah, the coffee at the end, it's a little, it has a bite at the end that I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so that's something I picked up in Cuvée, too, because a lot of places we go for our craft beer will also have cold brew coffee on draft on Nitro. And you think, oh, Nitro, cool. It's going to be like, you know, having a cream coffee type thing. Some of it still has a little bit of a bite that I don't like. And I think that's what is, I don't know, it's not wrong with the beer, but it's definitely there.
It's like so that your bitter black coffee taste.
Like, you know, it's not even, I don't even know if it's bitter. It's just like a twang.
Right. So no, I know what you're talking about. It's like that after coffee. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're ripping on Cuvée now. You're blaming Cuvée for all this.
I'm just
madness.
Saying Avoca's much better. On the record, go to Fort Worth, drink better coffee.
There you go.
I'm just saying Starbucks is better. I mean, they overcharge you for generic coffee beans.
I'm just saying Sam's Club. Like
that's how I got money, green like a CeeLo.
I
had to get it in.
Oh, that's it. That's like the silence David button. He
that
just
is.
Goes
that's...
pale and he doesn't want to talk anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could use this one, but.
Blah, blah, that one also. Blah, blah.
That encourages me to keep talking nerd talk.
That was. If you haven't heard, that if you go back to a previous episode, David was doing a very intense spill about something. Like, it was good. It was very informative. And I was staring at David, watching David. I took a big old gulp of beer. Rody hits the blah, blah, blah button in the middle of David's. And the beer came out my
then
nose.
You and Chris both have the giggles for like 10 more minutes.
Couldn't stop laughing. Because David was like serious, like really into what he was saying. Rody was like, blah, blah. I was like, oh, shit. And then you're like, I'm glad we're all friends here.
Oh, man.
Somebody else would have drank that.
Oh, someone is going to drink
that. It's in there.
It's all for the glory of the hypno pitcher.
What a dick.
Well, that sucks because I brought that one, so that's a strike against me.
Okay. Uh-oh, law of averages is starting to go the other way.
You only get one more, I think. Let's do this one.
What we got here?
Wicked for brains. Right?
Wick for brains.
Wick for brains, like a candle wick?
Mm. Yes.
Candle burned out.
Ooh, long and this is... before. That's a good callback there.
Legend ever did. I was reaching for a candle song. It was either that or... I'm not even sure.
Dun, 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 dun. It has to be 5,000 times better than Candle in the Wind.
Well, that was
nice. All right, everybody, this is 5,000 Candles in the Wind. Please.
I poured way too much. It was an accident.
It wasn't. I wanted it all.
I wanted it all.
It's got the can top. Maybe that share comes with her off.
Too, yeah.
Right, it has the Four Corners can.
So it was four. I wish Four Corners was the first brewery to ever do that.
They definitely were not. They thought they would be the first of many, and it ends up that no one else. Wait, I'm what? Sorry. Rody poured all of the beer out of Jason's
glass. I'm not sure how that happened. I was like, hey, I poured too much. Y'all share with me. And then all my beer was gone.
What is that glass?
That one
at?
Is
that's the
warming.
Full Jack.
Fu Manchu. Oh,
well, I didn't know that you were...
Fu Manchu.
I didn't know you were aging the beer on...
No, I wanted it to warm so we could try it a little warmer. The stout.
Yeah, he's waiting so the spice for it to warm pop. Up.
That's the thing about these long shows. An hour in, it's starting to affect us.
It was completely
he's like, gone. Thanks.
So he gave it back. Now. I was like, oh, I guess I'll try this.
And somehow you still ended up with more than we did.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You still got like a third of the glass.
I didn't pour this. I poured what was left. Maybe Justin
it's
wants
the beer
some
that
more.
Keeps on pouring.
Again?
Ooh.
It's weird.
I get a little
wick,
bit of
sour. Wick for brains.
Oh, okay, so it's wicked wheat, is it not?
Is it Wicked Wheat?
It's in a can.
It just says Wick.
No, it's from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Is it supposed to be any kind of sour? Because I'm definitely
it's
picking
some
sour
in
out.
There.
It just says Punkinelle.
Rutrow.
You don't want that.
Our classic and painstakingly created Rody.
Nasty. Actually.
Full pumpkin ale.
Sorry.
Real pumpkin lends a sweetness and true pumpkin flavor not found in many pumpkin ales. Wonderful pumpkin pie spices intertwined with our amber ale. Create a rich pumpkin seasonal, elegantly crafted, with
rich?
Flaws. This is definitely this is not what they meant us to drink. This is sour and not good.
What do you mean? They said this that
is
this isn't what you get from most
flaw.
Beers. They were correct.
Fermentation flaw.
Yeah, this
their
is...
Their can is cool.
Pumpkin sour.
Question. Mm. What's the difference between pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie spice? Come on, Chef David.
Pie.
I ain't no chef. I just make liquids taste good.
So do you make the pie and then
that's
throw
the
it in the beer?
It sounds like...
Yes. It's dry hopped with pumpkin pie pieces.
Ooh,
the can is cool.
You can
you
do
know,
that.
Yeah,
we
I can't.
Can.
I can't. I feel like this is probably has some kind of flaw.
Well,
this is not,
of course, the
what
beer.
They meant us to
they
taste.
They said we should drink it at 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's probably what was wrong with it. You just need to let it warm up.
Yeah. No, that would not help. That
warm up. Yeah, warm up the sour. That'll make it better.
Yeah, I don't think I can taste it tasting better warmer. Honestly,
no.
That's,
like, it's funny
because
I think you and me both took a sip at the same time and we were like, no, no.
Which is, it's unfortunate wrong. Because Nebraska makes some pretty decent beers. They're Hefeweizen EOS or OES or whatever. It's those three letters in some way, shape, or form.
It's so good.
It's
you
very
can't
good.
Even remember the name of it.
Yeah. That's not a big impression it made.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
All right, it's time for the heavy hitters.
The good ones.
Yep. We've only got a few, but they are all ginormous and delicious. And I do feel like all these should be a little bit warmer. Pumpkin spice should not be drank cold.
Right. You're just muting it. When you drink a beer cold or when you drink from a frosted glass, first of all, if you ever get a beer at a restaurant and they start pulling the frosted glass out of the cooler
say,
or whatever,
please stop.
Say, please stop what you're doing
stop
immediately,
you're doing
sir
right
or madam. And
don't give
big
me
shout
that
out to you, Mellow
blast.
Mushroom. Big shout out. Yeah, keep doing what you're
yeah.
doing, bro.
And also,
cheese does that.
If you have a restaurant and you do that, stop doing it because it's stupid. It's a gimmick, and all it does is tie up your glasses. Like you have to wait until they can build up that frostedness. It's stupid. Don't do that. It ruins flavor.
And then they'll apologize
the
if they don't have a frosted one. And be like, sorry, it's in a regular glass. You're like, no, thanks, really.
What they should be saying is, sorry, we're doing our job properly.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, you're not messing up the taste of the beer.
No, but seriously, beers need to be at specific temperatures to be enjoyed at the absolute maximum. Like, this is full beer snob mode. This is where I absolutely draw the line. I am a beer snob. If you serve a beer too hot or too cold, you're not going to taste what it meant to be created. It's like someone making pizza someone enjoying it as cold pizza rather than fresh pizza. It's just wrong.
Didn't Southern Tier pull out of Texas?
Like, they did recently.
That was a rumor.
Was it a rumor?
That was a rumor.
Is it a real rumor?
I bought this today.
Oh, really? Supposedly, well, they might still have some stuff in
warehouse. They didn't pull out.
Supposedly, they just got new label approval, so that may have been
incorrect.
Very weird taste. I don't like it. There's something to it.
There's more of a melon taste.
Is that what that is?
It smells really good.
It smells like, well, I still have the smell of that beer in my glass. So.
There's something on the back end that's like,
they
it's
use
a sweet.
Like the pumpkin rind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It.
Yes, the rind.
Toasted marshmallows.
I don't know what that is.
Caramel toasted marshmallows.
Caramel. I taste caramel for sure, maybe.
But that's good. That's weird.
It might be caramel malt or something.
What's the matter, Jason? You don't like marshmallows?
Kind of waffle batter.
Why are you coming at me with a marshmallow talk, dude? I love toasted marshmallows.
I love toasted marshmallows. Pour some flour in that. It'll be fine.
S'mores right now.
I love it. I love s'mores beer from the
aroma is pumpkin, pie spices, and vanilla, malty sweetness, pumpkin pie, and pie crust.
Here, get the vanilla.
Pie crust, okay.
So they did put the whole fucking pie in there.
Maybe they put pies.
That's probably what they are intending the pie crust to be.
It's not the worst one we've had.
It's kind of graham cracker.
It's not my favorite, I'm not going to lie.
That's what it is. That is what it is.
Graham crackers.
It's got to be the graham cracker. The pie, or the pie crust.
Holy shit, that's what it is.
But I'm not liking it. I don't like that taste.
I don't mind it as much.
On the back end of this, at the very end, it is a graham crackers. It is weird.
Amanda over here.
I can't say that word.
The potty mouth. Graham crappers.
Graham crappers.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
That's exactly what that... Holy shit, that's what that is. It's graham crackers.
This is one of my least favorite.
Okay. I mean, it's not my favorite, but yeah. Now that I have pinned that flavor down and not trying to figure out what they fucked up with...
It's overwhelming. It's delicious. I want another. Crackers.
Yes, much more than any pumpkin spice.
I've had this one before, and I know it's that I've liked spicy. It, and I don't like this
Suck a dick.
Because I think it's too much of the graham cracker.
Suck a dick, Southern Tier. Pull out of Texas, you assholes.
If Southern Tier is hinging whether or not they're pulling out of Texas on this show, it's a sad day in Southern Tier.
Yeah, we have tens of listeners that can't help decide.
We have lots.
Is that from Arrested Development? There are dozens of us.
There's dozens of us. Yeah.
We're never nudes.
Anybody want mine? Because it's going to be dumped.
Damn.
I mean, it was a bomber. That's a lot of beer. But
suck a dick.
I mean, I can drink it.
How are we deciding who's drinking that in the middle there?
I don't know, but there's a lot of it now. Oh, Chris wants a sip of the pitcher. Nope, you said it.
Pass.
It's on tape.
Pass down to Chris.
I can't help you out of this one.
Take a sip of it, Chris.
Sure, try it.
I love Chris. Chris can have anything
I've
got. It
tastes like a tire or something.
A tire. Like a tire rubber. From the murder movie.
Yeah, a murder tire is what it tastes like.
Careful it, there's where like you tread.
A rubber, I don't know, something oh, weird some taste kind of, to it.
You need like to get your glass taste. Rotated.
I don't like it. That's I mean, an off the graham cracker thing, I don't like that taste on
well,
this one.
You might be sensitive to that off flavor.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that.
It's full grown. Oh, it's much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we had an experiment earlier. We let full-grown Jack warm up a little bit in the glass. We're about to re-weigh in.
It's so much better.
Cinnamon-y.
Yep.
Cinnamon-y.
It's not the same it tasted earlier at all, is it?
That is better.
Yeah, I know.
It's very flat,
People don't
but
listen.
That is better.
People don't listen.
Amanda, what do you think?
It's way better. I actually liked it. I mean, it's a little warm, but...
It's very thick in the mouthfeel.
You don't get that boozy taste as much.
Correct. Yeah, the booze kind of goes away, but the spice is much better.
The spice better. Is. Yep. I mean, that one get better cold, man.
That one already had a lot of spice to it.
Right. That one that was one of the overwhelming ones.
It had a lot of spice to it already.
You like it better now?
Yeah. So did I.
Maybe it's a little bit better. After this beer.
I mean,
I like
that one though. Period. It's a really good one.
I mean, you don't really
learn about
know.
Beer. Tastes different than it did originally. That's the weirdest thing. Like I tell people all the time, I'm like, pour half of it in your glass, drink out of your bottle, and then be like, when you're done with your bottle, go back to that. And they're like, it's different. It's like, I know, it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense, but it is.
Well, like Sinmint, man. Like we'll buy two bottles of that, and we'll drink one cold and we'll drink one hot. I mean, because it's good either way, really, with that one. But you know, it's totally different. Both of them are totally different, cold or warm.
How long did you put it in the microwave?
Oh, yeah. We didn't put it in the microwave.
That sounds like a story time.
That's how you charge your phone now.
It's like calling, you're trying to call people out on their bullshit. How long did you put it in the stove for? How long did you boil it? You dick. What do you want to do now, buddy?
Whew. That's a lot of beers. How many beers is that?
Like, this guy.
24. Right.
So the next beer we're going to talk about is Anderson Valley.
It looks the same.
They're from Boonville, California. California. It's Pinchy Cheek. Pinchy Cheek with a J. Barrel. B-A-R-L. Bourbon Barrel Pumpkin Ale. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You got to say it right. Barrel.
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 Grab on that barrel.
8.5%.
I'm not going to like it.
My stomach's already like...
What'd you say?
I know.
Because my stomach goes...
Oh, just for those out there listening, we are on beer number 16.
What?
Fucking shit.
Already.
Are you kidding me?
How are we going to...
Whose idea was this?
That's a lot of beers.
There's so many words on that sheet Chris just held up.
So we're about to shut down Untappd, that's for damn sure.
I know, right?
Untappd's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, they're about to start giving us passive-aggressive badges. Like, slow down there, champ.
Or, I got the one, the badge drinking your like, paycheck badge. Like, are you kidding me?
The badge, you're drunk.
Right.
Is there that badge?
There's a you're cut-off badge.
There you go.
We tried. We went to the Texas Craft Brew Festival last weekend.
Ooh, and I'm not going to like this mess up a little bit on that one.
Martin House's new Darkness Falls beer.
Yes, apparently we did try that.
Really good.
I had not made a remembrance.
It's not a pumpkin beer, but
it's
very good.
Leave it be. We're going to discuss that whatever on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to refrain from mentioning anything that we've done in previous times because this is in the future. We're 2 weeks in the future.
Oh, we're in the future.
Right. Wow. Man. Did you guys hear about that crazy thing that's in the news?
I don't even know how to say it.
It totally dates this episode.
It was a catch. Yeah, I saw that, Amanda. It was a catch.
He was not even out of bounds.
He was not out of bounds.
His foot was in.
That team should have won. Yeah. Really, they should have won.
You know, if they had just scored more points than the other team, they absolutely would have won, hands down.
If his sport's better and score more better points than this other sports team.
So, I got this up in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And on the nose,
strike one.
I already regret purchasing this.
Really?
This one?
It smells boozy.
It is not good. Oh. I haven't tried it yet, and I know it's not good.
So I've learned that Justin's racist against barrel aged beers.
I am.
Right.
Barrelist.
He does not like them.
I did. One of my favorite, or one that I do like a lot, is the Caucasian, which is a golden stout, which is very good. It's based off of Dude. It's based off of a White Russian.
Yep.
Yes.
The Caucasian. And I tried a barrel aged Caucasian, and it actually was not good. I mean, not bad. It was actually very good.
From Brash.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Caucasian is good.
The Caucasian is very good. I like it. Very good golden
stuff. This one's very fizzy.
Very boozy. What I can already tell.
Drink did a Texas Ale Project do that was made off of White Russian or some bullshit?
There's another one, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Something about...
I've had that one, too. It's pretty good.
John Goodman.
Russian Pimple.
Jesus Christ, Roddy.
Yeah, Russian Pimple? Isn't that... Pimple.
This is not extremely boozy.
Yes, it is.
No.
I mean, not extremely. It's not like...
It's fuzzy.
But it's not good. It's
so what you're saying is you would not have wanted to be at our Bourbon Barrel Age show.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
No.
I'll do a stout show. I'll do any of those shows, but those Bourbon Barrel ones.
So
we had. Five I'm not a bourbon fan. Barrel Age. BBHs in a row.
Yeah, I'm not a bourbon fan.
We're not gonna. We haven't discussed. We're not doing it that way again this year for sure. But for listeners, so previously on a previously incarnation of the show, we did a Bourbon Barrel thing ever at the end of every year.
Right.
Incarnation, is that not correct? Carnation?
Previous incarnations.
I can't help you out of this one.
I don't know.
Previously on podcast.
Reincarnated and then incarnation.
Yeah, this just it. We don't know what the word is.
Drunk Jason can't find his words.
Well, I said my words and then Amanda starts laughing. So I was like, well, that's obviously not correct.
Sorry.
And I'm looking at David because David usually gives me visual cues like, that's not the word. But David gave me no visual cues, and I was like, I got it right.
I got it right.
I think you were looking for this.
The drunker I get,
let's see those pumpkins.
I feed off David because David gets really drunk but stays smart. I get really drunk and get really dumb.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know.
I like that you think I stay smart when I'm drunk.
Anyways, on a previous special, whatever the fuck version of this damn show, We did those burn barrel challenges. We're probably not doing the exact same thing this year, I hope to God.
I probably, yeah.
We can't do that.
My lawyer has advised against it.
What was that, 4 hours long or something? And like three people probably listened to it because they saw the 3.5 hour timestamp.
The story that I was trying to get to was we came in today, Rhodey went to get the table to put it in here, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, that table's black? And he goes, yeah. I was like, I fucking thought it was white the whole time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we... Have you ever heard the phrase blind drunk?
Oh my God.
Jason doesn't see color.
Yes.
Or absence of color, apparently.
I legitimately was like, fuck yeah. We had, I think we got into 12 bombers of
BBH.
Yeah. We hit every single fucking permutation of BBH.
No. It got so bad.
It ended up where we were just tasting Carbach. Like,
yeah. it was the best time of Michael's life.
Yeah, it was the first hour of the show. It was like five just different.
Like, vanilla BBH, chocolate BBH, freaking whatever.
Michael Harper was quoted as saying, "If I never have another BBH in my life, that will be too soon."
Yeah, he goes, "All right, another freaking BBH."
It was all barrel aged beers, the whole entire thing.
No thanks.
And we did that twice.
I mean,
like
I can
that.
Do it, but it's no good.
I'm gonna try and look up this picture for you, Justin, because at that point I was marking down each of the beers we were having. You can see the drunkenness in my handwriting as we moved down the list. I mean, it became so just. By the end of it, I was like, I'm not even going to cross that T.
Well, the first time that I came, it was random beer night. We had all kinds of stuff. We had like 25 different ones, and we got drunk that night. You could have half of Mount that we had that night of bourbon barrel, and I definitely understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Well, yeah. It's a picture that tells a story.
And then the first show, I think we only had like 14 beers, but every beer got higher ABV. We decided to go from lightest to darkest to lightest to heaviest. And the last one was Bourbon County.
The bad part is, even right now, I'm moving into...
Oh, we had those Woodford Barrel Legions. That's what we had. Each of us had like a pint of that.
That Bourbon County's good, though.
Which, by the way, we need to talk about that, too, after the show. Somebody make a mental note. We need to talk about Legion after the show. Not just Legion. The event coming up, but there's another thing.
But we are Legion, yes.
We are Legion.
This one looks lighter.
I'm so tired.
Way lighter.
Oh, man. It's like we've been drinking beer for 2 hours.
2 hours?
Hour and a half, right? What even is the time we are at?
There's
it's only 5:30.
Hour and 16 minutes. recorded time.
Okay. So it's been 24 hours. So it will not let me leave. Fallon?
Yeah, so this is the beer I don't think y'all have had. I found this up in Oklahoma. This is out of Missouri.
Well, does this beer laugh at every single thing its guest says?
It does.
is that a Missouri or Oklahoma joke?
It's a Jimmy Fallon joke.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I was going to say, did Jimmy Fallon brew this?
I was like, all right, Fallon. So here's our guest. Hi. Wait, let me look straight at the camera.
Apparently, I need to watch more Jimmy Fallon.
You need to watch less Jimmy Fallon at the camera
all the time.
I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Fallon.
Well, his great games with like squirting celebrities with water all the time. I mean, like, so funny.
Yeah, water. His, wink, wink.
Water.
His
tic-tac-toe.
Like notes to things were kind of funny, like dear Post-its, thanks for sticking around, or whatever. Like that was kind of. Funny.
Oh, he did have one for craft beer. He said, "Dear craft beer, thanks for making my drinking problem seem like a neat hobby."
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like whoa, close to home.
You fucking dick. You're drunk all the time. No, I'm tasting beers.
Okay, so
5.6%.
This is not terrible, but it's almost soda-esque.
Yeah, it tastes like a soda.
The carbonation.
It's very carbonated. On the side, it just says "We love beer."
Yeah.
Yep. I'm leaving on this note.
You know, this isn't bad.
It's not bad.
The spice is actually perfectly dialed in. I would want a little bit more body and less carbonation, but it's not bad.
Oh, Fallon.
Oh, good, because I also got the vanilla version of this.
I'm going to try that. That would probably be a better carnation than this.
I do have to say that I like Oklahoma beer so far. That one, that FDR.
This is from Missouri.
Well, I thought he said he got it from Oklahoma.
I did get it from Oklahoma, but it's from Missouri.
Okay, I gotcha.
So is Anheuser-Busch.
Because our liquor laws are so fucked up, we don't get a lot of beers so that I can get in other states.
So that FDR, is that a Oklahoma beer?
Yeah, that's actually from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In Norman, I believe.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely do want one of those. That was a good beer that night.
Whew. I'll have to go back and look and see which one it is. I forget which one I got. I think it was a coffee one.
Number 5 or something like that. Or I don't know. I have it on my wish list.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mamba number five.
Damn it!
Oh, no, it just says FDR, 405 Brewing Company.
You know what I think?
2016.
A little bit of Monica.
You know, I think the beer was FDR.
A little bit of Tina.
It was, yeah. Yeah, I saved it, trust me, because I liked it a lot. It's one of three of my like, wish list, even though I've already had it.
I like the...
So, in light of it being Halloween times and a very popular Halloween quote...
Okay.
Would you like to play a game...
Oh, we're going to play a game?
So we decided...
Oh, is this the accent game?
Yes,
that's
it
supposed
is.
To be its own separate entity, sir.
Yeah.
That's why I showed you this and you gave the nod.
I couldn't read it from
here. These are bright colors. Hey, Chris, would you mark a timestamp? We're going to cut this out.
Nope. Chris has no marking abilities. No, it's fine. Sorry, David. I couldn't even read. I was like, yep.
It's like around an hour 20.
And I'm also not going to lie to you.
He just said 116.
Like,
so.
If you look from my point of view, it looked like a calendar.
Yes.
I was like, is that a calendar?
Let's talk about dates.
I was like, are we having an event? Let's go. You know I'm in. I don't
Let's
care
go
what it
to
is.
That event, right?
I'm not a fan. I would rather have grapes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Someone's a snob against palm trees.
We need to go to Grape Fest.
A Grape Fest.
Is this a different beer?
It's We're still going. We've got 25
beer
more beers.
The best part is there's two beers left and they're both holy grails.
There's
so.
Only two
there's
left.
There's only two left?
You guys, we've almost done it.
There's really only two left?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it through this
without
being shit faced.
There's more in the fridge. I can go get some more if you'd like.
I want to play a game.
Okay, Rody.
Hold on.
Just stop right there.
With Amanda's call
lick my balls.
About none of us being shit-faced.
Sorry, that was the first one.
By the end of this, we're going to ask that gentleman down there who is and who is not shit-faced. he makes the call, not us.
He's already, like, he has a picture of the table and he's drawn X's
yeah,
over some
knows.
Of our faces.
He knows. Chris knows.
He knows what?
He knows who's drunk and who's
alcohol
not drunk.
By blood volume.
Chris just touched.
Are you like some kind
Chris,
of savant or something?
Just like, he touches you. He's like, you would blow 8.3.
Oh, yeah.
8.3?
You need to go to the hospital right now.
You are 8 times the legal percentage of alcohol in anything.
You are going to die.
Oh
you are
my
going
God.
To die.
You are just in alcohol right now walking around.
The last time I did this show, that would have been it. Right there.
Just call me Ethel. Ethel, no.
I work at the Waffle House.
Can I get you some chicken fries today?
For this label, they just put the pumpkin with like an ice cream melted on top of it.
I think that's called
vanilla.
A la mode.
Yeah. But the first one just has this lame jack-o'-lantern, and this one has a ice cream melted on
a lantern.
The jack-o'-lantern.
This one's pretty good. It tastes like the last one with vanilla.
Okay,
because
so
that's
this
what
one
it is.
With vanilla because
that's accurate.
That's, it?
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Okay.
That's pretty much
pumpkin with vanilla.
It's the same beer as the last one with vanilla.
It's literally the difference between Coke and vanilla Coke is just the artificial vanilla flavoring.
And, and you can taste it. It just tastes a little bit creamy.
It's
that's
a little.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
No difference in body, mouthfeel, recipe, nothing.
A little bit creamier.
Boy, that pitcher's getting mighty full.
Yeah.
It's all ready for you to chug it, David.
That is an inaccurate statement.
No.
We're going to put a...
That's not going
to
happen.
It sounds like you would love to taste that.
We're doing the funnel in somebody's mouth, right? Isn't that how
I do have a funnel.
You do?
I do.
Everyone's got things, man.
Is it for automotive purposes?
Quit bragging.
Or...
Ugh.
This
you,
one is
all
like less
Halloween themed
enjoyable.
In your cover, man.
Nope.
Mm.
All right. Well,
no one liked that one. Nope. Dang.
Yeah, well, is it you don't like it, or you're just like I'm done with pumpkin?
No,
that too.
I am still down for a very good pumpkin beer.
Well, you got two very good pumpkin beers.
You've been saving them.
That's what I'm holding out for, kind of.
What beer was that?
I hope
one?
That one that I brought is good.
I'm
I think it
holding
be.
Out. Don't want to taste this beer.
What are you holding out for?
Let's see. I want to know who's favorite so far. What one is the favorite for everybody so far?
Shit.
I mean, we only have two left. So, I mean, out of the ones that we've had 17 or so. Like,
I liked the one early on that we liked.
The,
but I forgot.
The Rar was really good.
The Rar, yes. Okay.
The Denison. I mean, that was,
yeah. The
that
Denison for me right now is the top.
Okay.
There was also one after that. Like three ones after that.
The Watash.
No, yeah, what? That one. Yeah.
The nitro, all the way.
No.
That was the worst beer that we've had.
Watash.
Watash.
I don't know. That pinchy one I did not like.
You mean. Whoop-a. You're whipped.
Jason.
What was your favorite beer?
Just answer the question, sir.
Blinded by the light.
It's your fault.
We're sitting over here podcasting in near darkness, and Jason's shining the light, asking the hard questions.
What was your favorite beer, Rody? Of the night.
So far?
Excuse me.
Rar,
answer
Den
is,
of Sin.
Answer as truthfully as you can, sir.
Rar of Den of Sin was probably one of the best.
Wait. Is that brewed in Denison?
Well, no one's
going
to top that. I'm like, Den of Sin. It's like a horror movie type situation.
That was very good. I feel like one of the other ones was a surprising, very good one.
Yes, like three ones after the Den of Sin.
Yeah.
You said you wrote it down?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Where's
at the
list. Fired button?
You wrote...
I'll try that.
All the
you're supposed to pick a beer, by the way.
Oh.
Well, I know what one tastes like, so let's go.
All right, let's do this.
Give it to
this
him.
This is one
give
of the ones
the
I'm excited about.
I am very excited about this.
It only took 17 beers to get here.
Is this...
I found this one.
I'm not even sure whose that was, but I drank it for him.
It's probably yours.
Oh, it was the rest of that.
Well, good. Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Rody grabs the pitcher.
The good news is I'm not to that point.
That is almost halfway full.
Yeah, I'm going to say like that's a gallon
like a
pitcher.
40 right there.
We love pumpkin beer.
We love good pumpkin beer.
All right. We got Copper Kettle Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado. Pumpkin Mexican Chocolate Stout.
Woo!
A stout brewed with pumpkin, chilies, chocolate, and spices. excuse me.
Now, Justin bought this and brought it on the plane, right? Or did you drive?
No, we drove. We drove.
Drove it across the border. Look at
that. Yes, we do. We legally, transported it over.
Watch that board. Watch old bandit run.
You know,
there's a.
We got a long way to go.
You're not supposed to transport beer across county lines.
And I didn't know that, time to get there. But we gonna do what they say
can't
be done.
That means you can't drink it in Dallas and transport it to Fort Worth. Cross county lines.
So we go to Colorado every few months just for fun.
Amanda's cut off, Chris. Kill it.
Okay, this is just what happens to me, okay? It's not a beer drunken thing. Anytime I drink fast...
Just anytime she drinks beer, she just has the hiccups. It's not a drunken thing.
If I eat fast, like, I get the hiccups.
But every single cartoon character that's ever been depicted, whatever the word is, we know I have no vocabulary left. As drunk, hiccups. That's what they do.
Bugs Bunny's all drunk. We went to Brash, and I was trying to talk to that guy at Brash, and I was like... Like, your beer's really good. We're like, what kind of system are you on?
That's good. Great.
I was always scared as a kid that when you got drunk, you're going to hiccup the whole time because of Looney Tunes. I was
like, it's just, yes. It's
like
just
whenever
a bonus.
Tom and Jerry gets drunk and they're like,
yeah, I was like, I don't want to do that. And they're all like wobbly and like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Who wants to drink beer?
I've only been that way 25% of the time.
They didn't drink beer. They drank straight up whiskey because it had X's all over it.
That is correct.
They drank Jake.
It was fucking moonshine because like it had X's and was like not legal.
Oh, my Lanta. This
smells amazing. It smells like Christmas.
Yes.
It smells so good.
It smells like snow and Christmas and like... fucking fire.
Yeah, it smells good.
In the fireplace, and you're also drinking some
So
beer?
We go to Denver every couple months. There's this little beer place, little liquor store in this little area. And a couple months ago when we went, I found this really good s'mores stout that was called Dino S'mores. It was really good.
Ooh.
Found a couple rare beers that you just don't see around. This last time we went, I knew I was going to come to this show. We found this, and I had to grab it because I figured that no one had tried
fucking
it before.
Delicious.
And then I found also another wish list beer that's called like a campfire stout is what it is. So it's another s'mores type stout.
Nice.
So, but this one seemed unpickable. I love stouts, pumpkin, chilies, chocolate, everything that dream of.
Fucking home run.
Is it good?
Yeah, this is
good.
Delicious.
I still haven't tried it. I just
smelt
it. Like, the smelling it is just amazing in itself. So
you can taste the pepper.
She burned.
And the pumpkin.
Yeah,
this is
the
best
good
so far.
Pumpkin beer with the proper amount of heat, pepper, flavor.
It's perfect.
It's good.
Oh. It's got to burn, but it
definitely
could be
does.
The peppers.
You
too.
Can taste the pepper. It's
not like the spice so burn, like the Tups.
Nope.
Yeah. No, well, there are a couple that were alcohol burns and, yeah, like no, spice burns,
the
too.
The spice was the Tups.
This is pepper burn.
This is definitely pepper burn, and this is delish.
It's good, man.
And it's actually warm, too. It's not cold.
Right. This is the right temperature
to drink this.
It's perfect,
Mr. Redding. So everyone listening to the podcast, this right here is the right temperature. I'm holding it up to the microphone so you can see and take the temperature.
Yeah. Well, also the camera.
Damn, that is good.
Like,
I'm very glad I got this. I love
that pepper.
It's 62 degrees.
The camera
is there. Burn to it.
I don't know. But
this is a good beer. I should have got two.
I'm glad we are approaching the end of this episode with this quality of beer because this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. This is the best one so far.
Who is it again?
I agree.
I take my question back the last time, asking it now. This is the best one.
Yes.
What's the ABV and who does it again?
This is Copper Kettle out of Colorado.
Out of Denver, Colorado, Copper Kettle. The ABV is, I believe it was like...
I'd say probably around 10.
I'm actually not seeing it. I thought it was like 8 possibly, but...
Either way, like it does not taste boozy. Is this barrel aged of any kind, or is it?
I don't think so.
No, just a chocolate stout.
It's got like kind of like a mole, like kind of.
Yes,
oh, it does like the mole temptress.
Right, yeah. Mole temptress is a little bit milder, not quite as much burn. You get a lot more burn and pepper flavor off of this, but it's not unpleasant. It's very, very good.
Untapped is saying 7%.
That's really it?
Yeah.
Okay, then there's a lot of pepper in here.
I mean, yeah.
There is some burn.
There's burn. It's definitely definitely dust the paper.
Delicious.
But it is. It's very, very good. Very smooth.
I'm sad that I'm about to finish it.
Brody missed it. He still has this whole thing.
It's the best one He's gonna have to chug it.
Just drink it.
Well.
I'm hoping that this St. Arnold's is going to end right. Cause
we've had one already this year, and it was like, expectations blown out of the water.
That's good. This is so good.
Does anybody have any fond memories from childhood or years past Halloween? Like something that stands out every year that you want your Halloween to live up to every year?
This one time, these people across the street were giving away full cans of soda for their candy.
Really?
And I was like 12, so I thought that was the best thing ever.
That is pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, a 12-pack is like... $3 or something like that. So there's 12 kids.
But they had a vending machine.
That's almost better.
In their front yard.
Oh.
And we could go press it and get the soda and put it in our pillowcase.
That's just cool. I mean, that'd be like a cool memory to walk up.
Because the guy worked for a vending machine company that did.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really neat.
Did he sell machines that sell vending machines?
No, he just filled the vending machines. And so he had like unlimited supply of soda.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Soda is a pretty cool thing. When you're a kid.
Mm. Brody, what's your review on this before we...
So good. Hopefully.
Burn. You get the burn? You like
that
it?
Pepper.
I'm going to kill myself and it's your fault!
No, it's really good. You get the nice pumpkin spice. It's got a nice body. It's not too thin. You get a little bit of pepper at the very end.
Right.
It's really good.
Somebody touched your board and wrote, you don't have to put up with that.
Yeah, she giggled. Hey, that was not me.
You want to know something? One of the best parts about this beer is my favorite word, balance.
Yes. See, yeah, because this is
across the board.
This is already an excellent stout. It's an excellent pumpkin stout. It's an excellent pumpkin pepper stout, and it's an excellent beer.
Chocolate stout too.
You know what? You know what I could do? We could make a pumpkin spice beer pretty easily, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be balanced. Just throw shit in there. But this is like
perfect.
This is the type of recipe that you painstakingly pour over and over. You brew it again and again and again, tweaking one thing at a time so you know exactly what you're changing. And this is an excellent one, excellently pulled off beer.
Yes.
Excellent. And now for the finale, so the bonus question before we end this madness and we move on to better things, which are not include us talking on microphones, which includes us shotgunning and playing PlayStation games.
Football.
We're
gonna play some football?
Football.
UFC.
Someone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh, we could have a six-man team.
Like, real football? Because that's what I do.
I'll be the designated injured person. Because I guarantee first place.
Yeah, David will
out.
Get hurt. Like,
I know Justin's weakness, too. I go for his collarbone.
Yeah, thanks.
I've been
David and Justin out. Let's go.
I've been completely dead asleep, and my shoulder will come out of socket and wake me up. Yeah. That has happened multiple times.
Well, I jump on people, and they just keep running, so it's not a big big deal. I mean,
don't even want to. I want to keep that one too.
I can catch it though. Catch the ball.
Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be better than the one we just had.
But okay, but St. Arnold just won some award for Pumpkinator. Yes.
So recently, we're not going to date this, but recently there was something called the Great American Beer Fest.
We're going to hit up that up. Sure. We'll hit that up like crazy on Wednesday, of course.
Definitely, so, yes. But
which everybody's like, everybody's just like, Wednesday, that's not... Shut the fuck up.
Pumpkinator won gold for one of the categories.
This version of 2016. Yes. One gold for
this is 16, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's an Imperial Pumpkin Stout.
Should have that lovely out of production stamp. That's my favorite thing to do is check into beers that say out of production. I'm like, yeah. Got it, bitch.
And hashtag rare.
Bam. This is the 2016. We are currently in 2017 right now.
Yeah, we can go ahead and date that. We debuted the show in 2017, so.
So it doesn't say the ABV anywhere. Maybe it does on. Oh wait, no, yes, it does. 11%.
Ooh.
11.0.
I already know exactly what's in my glass. This is going to mellow me out.
I'm excited. This is ooh, just a very good beer.
It's different than the other one. But it's still
wait,
good.
There's less pepper?
Hey, take that, Jason.
It's less pepper, but more alcohol.
God damn, I hate pumpkin.
It's fine.
More blankets and less blankets.
We need more pay. That's Dewey Card. Yeah.
It tastes like the one that we opened the other day.
The wrong son died.
Still has the little bit of alcohol burn, but it's... Oh, Rody don't like it.
It smells too boozy to me.
Oh, Rody's... Yeah,
it does Rody smell more alcoholic.
What's that? Someone's
responsible.
Why are y'all...
Hey, we can hear y'all.
We can hear y'all.
I'm trying to whisper.
We're about to cut that last half of this episode.
Yeah. Wait, have we gone to 2 hours yet?
Something has happened to this.
Very. It tastes like rum. It is not good.
It tastes like rum, yeah. It's very sweet.
It's very boozy.
Very like sweet. It. And boozy.
Something has happened to this beer.
Not to me.
Like boozy beers then.
I've gotten something.
What are you getting? It's like off that burning beer? My cut on my lip.
That's not this beer.
I don't like it. It's,
this is not the one who won GABF. Never mind. I take it back.
It's not 2017, what?
I'm just saying. Like, I don't think this is possible.
How do you spell this so I can log it for grossness?
Jason.
You were...
What do you have to say about this?
Y'all can all suck because you were harping on it, too. When we drank it. 3 weeks ago, y'all were like, this is the best fucking beer I've ever had.
3 weeks ago is amazing. So whatever happened to this bottle?
Shut up, Rody. You were doing it too.
Whatever. I got this out of a convenience store.
Maybe
this
it got like heated up or something. Maybe.
That's kind of what it tastes like.
Oh, it's got a phenol flavor. Like a plastic flavor.
Yeah, something like that.
That's probably, that's a flaw for real.
Give my $10 back, Rody. You fuck me.
Too late.
But when you give me that FDR, make sure it's not like that.
No, this is... I don't know. It's a little boozy, but...
It's very boozy.
It's not the worst we've had tonight, but this is definitely not the beer we had 3 weeks ago.
I like it better than this Pinchy, but it tastes a lot like the Pinchy.
I still got three of those in my closet, so...
I...
Woo! That should just be
and
like
that
the
sound
end of
means
the
it's
episode.
The end of the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's time for the lightning round.
Yeah, that
just
one
pour
can
the whole
just,
bottle
the whole
into
thing
the pitcher.
Yeah, that one's bad.
It's got a phenol.
Oh, God damn it.
Don't break your glasses.
We found the glass that's making that noise.
I just like watching Chris make mental notes of who's drunk and who's not.
Chris. Yep. Okay, everyone's drunk.
Chris, never forget who employs you.
Look at this. I didn't even spill a drop. I'm golden.
Would anybody get... Let's be honest here. Let's be completely honest. If Chris was to assign a number to our drunkenness...
You can have the rest.
We would all be don't drive.
No. Would anybody get offended? Like, let's say if Chris...
Offended?
Chris got really in your face and was like, you're a 10. You're fucking drunk.
Wait,
would anybody
what's the
get
highest
offended?
Number?
1 to 10, of course.
1 to 10.
I'm just trying to make sure that...
Why isn't a scale of 1 to 13 Halloween, man?
Okay, I'm like a 5.
That just moved me up one notch.
I just want to make sure that if we ask Chris to really grade us as the final thing of the show, that no one gets offended or mad and wants to fight.
I already know my number.
I'll fight everyone here.
I know. That's what
we'll
I don't want to happen.
You in except your hip Rody. And then
a large man is pulling your ears off. I do as he says.
Is everybody okay with that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Everybody okay
are
with
you
that?
Okay with that?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Fine, yeah.
All right.
Lick my balls.
Let's go, Chris. You get to go around the table and assign a number to our drunkenness.
Mr. Chris, ones and twos.
10 is the highest.
Yeah. How many beers have we had?
Yeah, let's start off with that.
20? I kind of lost count, but it's probably around 23.
Oh, good,
good.
So.
Good.
See, I knew that.
I'm definitely not as drunk as last time. Last time,
Brody just dumped the pumpkinator.
Yeah, there's something wrong with it.
Right? There was something wrong with it.
I hate everybody.
It's almost Band-Aid.
Hate you all.
It's a Band-Aid.
I dumped mine into yours, Jason.
Flavor in there.
Hate you all.
Dude, there's still some beer in here.
All right, Chris. Rip us a new
one. That's Jason's. Jason wants it. Dump it.
Whoever's going to taste that.
Wow, that's a lot of beer in that pitcher.
Well, Jason's going to drink that.
Let's start.
All right. Honestly, you don't seem that drunk.
Me?
We're not.
What's his number?
Not like that. Last time I stayed at Jason's, I could not even. I'm not that drunk. I'm really not.
I'd probably give you a 4.
Oh wow, that's even higher than I would think. That's higher than I give myself.
He's getting offended already.
I give myself a 2 or a 3, honestly, because I'm really not.
All right, David.
So 1 means you're drunk.
6 or 7.
You seem pretty drunk.
I would not be comfortable
give him
driving.
A number. Give him
I'm
a number.
Not even comfortable standing up right now.
Give him a number.
Let's say probably about 6.
No!
That's why you have to suck 7. Ahead. See, that's
7. And a half.
I myself would say 7.
I think he's the drunkest out of
everybody. Really? You think you're drunker than me?
I think he's the drunkest out of everybody.
I don't.
Because I'm a 5. Just so you know.
You're a 10 in my
book. I'm going to say a 7, 6, 4, 4.
This is so much fun.
You don't know Rhodey, though. Like, Rhodey.
You don't know
Rhodey. Nobody knows Rhodey.
Like, that's a secret. Rhodey's he's always like, drunk.
So he's a 10?
Like, he'll be like a 10? Come and on, he'll Chris. Be like, I have no idea.
We need to end this madness.
All right, murder? Yes.
Murder? Yes.
I would say.
This is going to be bad.
I'd say an 8.
I'm thinking
no
7.
Way.
Yeah,
no
7.
Way. No way.
No way.
I was maybe an 8 at the Texas Craft Brew Festival.
You were maybe a 9.
I was cursing out a vehicle.
That's right. You were talking to a non-sentient being as if it had feelings.
And then these people crossed the street to get away from me. So.
Chris, you might just have to pretend they're not talking.
This our roadie, 7 and 8 honestly, over here. I think you're the sober out of us all.
Are you sure?
Other than Chris.
So Chris is at least at a 2 now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
is anyone here even real? Am I the only real person on Earth?
I'd say you're a 3.
Yep. Nope, that's a wrong, but okay.
That's a wrong.
I can watch Rhodey's eyes gloss over, and then I'm like, uh-oh.
I still give him a 4.
When he's throwing me smashed. Like he wanted to fight me because of something, I was like, he's drunk.
He dumped like 2 or 3 beers, though. So.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's very true.
It's fine. This
but
is,
he had the most beers in his
what
glass.
Are you going to put me at, Chris?
All right, Jason, you are pretty drunk. But you're not nearly as drunk as you were the other day. So I don't think you are. 5. So I'd say about a 5.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty good score.
Accept that.
Nah.
Can accept that.
Woo! End of the show.
Makes
sense. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Amanda.
Always.
Yes.
It's Justin, so much fun.
We'll have you back.
Word.
This was the Halloween special. We're going to have a Christmas special, of course.
We should have dressed up.
More specials.
Ooh, are we going to have a Thanksgiving
special? You know I would have done that. You know, you should have told us to dress up. We would have dressed up.
It would have been funnier watching, like, murderers.
Like, these killer clowns sitting here, like, drinking beer and talking about shit.
We got bigger things coming, but we love you guys. We don't know what's next week because we don't know we're releasing this, but enjoy it!
Woo! Okay.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Do these pair well with an IPA?